Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Guerra and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift bunts for an out with unknown description. Evers moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trout strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it, tags the runner, and throws to second to get for the double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Raypool pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Raypool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Austin Knickerbocker pinch runs for Raypool. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Don Richmond pinch hits for Bob Savage. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Russ Christopher now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. McCoskey chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Joost. Wakefield moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost bunts for an out with unknown description. Vallow moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.